You're watching Notepad and I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. Earlier today, the world's biggest company announced their financial results, and boy oh boy, was it massive. Apple today announced financial results for its fiscal 2020 first quarter ended December 28th, 2019. In the earnings phone call, their CEO Tim Cook also took note of the situation that is currently happening in Wuhan or Hubei. And it is important to actually have that conversation because it is impacting their supply chain over there. And of course, it is impacting the supply chain overseas as well. So that aside, the company actually posted quarterly revenue of $92 billion, which is an increase of 9% from the same period in 2018. This is, of course, an all-time record for Apple, and quarterly earnings per diluted share of $4.99 is up 19%, which is also at an all-time record for the tech giant. Now, products mix is actually quite interesting. Can you just pull this particular graph? If you look at the comparison between year on year, the products side has dipped slightly, and it's a big denominator here. We're talking over $73 billion in the fourth quarter of 2018, and how it has dipped in the last 3 months ending last year is that it went up $79 billion, but it also went down from 87% to 86%. What went up for Apple? It's of course the services. Services have gone up quite dramatically, if you think about it, from around $11 billion to close to $13 billion, and this is just the third quarter of this year. So the big deal this time around is indeed that Apple is growing from their income from services. This includes Apple Arcade, Apple TV Plus, App Store, HomeKit, and the likes. And we saw them going very aggressively early last year on their massive push into this scene. And the financials of the quarter for 2019 really cemented their move in this direction. Because what is interesting is that Apple's international sales accounted for 61% of the quarter's revenue. Again, internationally, 61% of total revenues made for Apple for the last three months of last year. This keeps up the trend of Apple going aggressively in international markets and away from their traditional US home base. And of course, moving ahead, Apple did provide earnings guidance for its fiscal 2020 second quarter, which has a rather wider than usual normal range.
Apple guidance on its revenue for the second quarter 2020 is between $63 billion and $67 billion. Gross margin is between 38% and 39%. Operating expenses is set between $9.6 billion and $9.7 billion. Apple's tax rate is set approximately at 16.5%.
So the big thing about technology companies is on how they use their money into research and development, and Apple is no different. So Apple is investing enough to build Is Apple build, spending enough to build new products and services? The answer can be found in this particular page, because operating expenses includes research and development. And while they spend $3.9 billion in 2018, they are spending $4.5 billion in 2019. So it's about the same figure, slightly higher at 4.6% from last year to 4.9% this year. And this, of course, is a good marker into how Apple is trying to use their money in investing in R&D. The bigger investment in R&D, the more products and services that you're going to get down the road. So we're thinking ahead for technology companies. Huawei is renowned to actually think about spending 5 to 8% of their income into R&D. So Apple is actually quite short of Huawei. But then again, Huawei is investing so much into R&D that outstrips all the other consumer technology companies out there. Apple spending about 4%, close to 5% actually, 4.9%, is actually in line with other US based technology companies into spending into their R&D. So what I'm trying to say is Apple's future products might see interesting boosts moving forward because they are spending in line and in tandem with the rest of their batches or the rest of the industry. Speaking about Huawei, one of the reasons why Apple sales dipped in Greater China, which include markets like Macau and Hong Kong, is because Huawei is rising aggressively over there. Data shows that Huawei thrived in 2019 at the expense of smaller Chinese rivals and Apple. This is even as the smartphone market shrank even further and consumers favored phones with 5G technology handsets. Handset shipments for Huawei jumped 35.5% to 142 million units in 2019 from 145 million a year ago in 2018. Shipments from iPhones have decreased about 21% to 27.5 million units, and Huawei has already released four types of 5G phones in China, while Xiaomi, the competitor, has released two 5G versions. And of course, Apple has not launched any 5G-enabled phones last year, so all eyes are on their phones for this year. I want to talk a little bit about mix of Apple products across the geography. If I can just pull this particular graphics right now, you can have a look into the net sales by geography, by country. Their home base in America, just look at the percentage points, it's the same. 44% across 2018 as well as 44% across 2019. But for Europe, there's a slight increase. But the one that I want to attract your attention is on Greater China and Japan, where it has dipped year on year, quarter on quarter, from 16% in China in 2018 to 15% down, 8% in 2018 to 7% down. So this was the conversation why I want to talk about just now on how Huawei is indeed stealing the market share of Apple in Greater China as well as Japan. Why I use the term Greater China is because, of course, this is including Hong Kong, Macau, and to some extent Taiwan as well. The final thing that I want to touch on for Apple's financial results announcement that happened earlier today is on their mix on products and services. Again, no surprises there. This particular graphic will show you that while iPhone is actually pushing forward with 62% of services of products, Mac has seen a gradual decline, iPad has seen a gradual decline, but wearables and home and, of course, accessories and these kind of things have bumped up to from 9% to 11% for wearables, homes and accessories. And services, the killer of them all, has went up from 13% to 14% quarter on quarter when we look at the comparison between year on year. See, this is something that if we want to have a crystal ball into what Apple would look like in the future, it's more of them banking on wearables, on home, on accessories, as well as on services. So those are the kind of key highlights that I can share with you for Apple's earnings for the last quarter of this year. Remember, Apple is going to continue to ramp up their business moving forward. There's hints of a March event that is happening. We don't know what that's all about yet. All in due course, as with Apple every time. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll take a look into one of their wearables, which is the AirPods Pro.